You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio. Always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, author of the 12 Universal Laws of Success. I am your transformational speaker and trainer. We've written 8 books and had our books translated into many languages, but we are now engaged in transforming the lives of 10 million people, helping them be what they want to be, do what they want to do, and have whatever they want to have by attracting and creating wealth, living their dreams, and realizing their purpose and destiny. I've been involved in businesses of every variety, from construction, real estate. I found my niche with network marketing, and probably like many of you, have failed at it many times. So one of the things I find in business is that you literally fail your way to success. We've been involved in 18 different companies, and 15 of them we lost money and made friends. But 3 of them were life-altering. And what happens is, what we've learned over 30 years of being in business for ourselves, from attorney, business, realtor, network marketer, is that entrepreneurship is personal development in action. You were sharing a little about the idea of rejection. You know, no is the most unfriendly word that you'll ever hear in business. But on the other hand, if you don't get a no, you will definitely not get a yes. And there's a book called Go for the No. That if you get enough no's, you will sooner or later get a yes. So over these next 3 days, we're going to be covering a few topics that apply to any business, whether it's network marketing, real estate, credit repair, travel, whatever your business, internet marketing. And the reason is you always bring yourself to the party. And so the 5 main points that we'll be covering over these next 3 days. Number 1, why should you become an entrepreneur? See, everybody's not cut out to be entrepreneurs. Many times it sounds great, but as someone said earlier, it's a challenge. It can be hard, but you know, being broke is hard. So why should you be an entrepreneur? What it takes to be a successful entrepreneur? A thought that you always bring yourself to the party. And the theme there is your level of success will vary directly as your level of personal development. The better you feel about yourself, the more successful you will be. The fourth area is, why is personal development so important to the entrepreneur? What does personal development do that can help ensure your success? And then finally, is there a skill set that ensures success? And I was listening to the six keys to selling, and really, you're always selling. And so that's an outline of where we're going. A lot of what we're covering has been embodied in one of our books, our most popular book, The 12 Universal Laws of Success, the Super Achiever Edition. And this book has been translated into 8 languages, has there are at least 1 million copies in print around the world. So let's get right into our topic. I want to approach entrepreneurship from a very basic level. And when I say basic, I'm talking a mind level, a heart level. The first law of success says that a man, and I like to make it non-specific, a mind shall have whatsoever it thinks in its heart. And so your reality is created by your thoughts and your feelings. When we extend that principle a little more, we are where we are because of 4 things: our thoughts, our feelings, our habits, and our associations. And so when we recognize that, wherever we are, whatever success we have, and especially in business, your mindset, your emotional state, your habits, and your associations will be extremely determinant of whether you will have success or failure. The first thing that every entrepreneur must have is a dream, a why. If you have no dream, if you have no why, then entrepreneurship is not for you. Find a good job that satisfies your needs and figure out a way to be happy at it. There has to be something that you want to be, something that you want to do, something that you want to have. There has to be something that you want to become. This vision of yourself, this vision of yourself is then translated into your goals. One of the spiritual principles from our book, The 12 Universal Laws of Success, which is based on the ultimate success book, the Bible, is write the vision, make it plain upon tablets, that he may run that readeth it. Though it may tarry, wait for it. It will surely come to pass. And what this is saying is that whatever your why is, you have to understand it. You have to write it down concisely, specifically. You have to write it down in, you might say, expressing your feeling nature. How does your goal look? How does it smell? How does it taste? How does it move? You have to be so identified and so one with your goal, with your why, that you literally become bulletproof. Most of the people who achieve success figure out their why. They're very blessed if they figure it out early, but it's just as effective if you figure it out late. I'm a baby boomer, and so many times I wondered about myself. I'm like, I figured out my why kind of late in life. I was great at anything I did, and I guarantee that every one of you on this call, on this program, is great at something. Everybody's great at doing something. But whether it is that thing that harmonizes with your true goals, with your vision, with your destiny, with the reason you were put here. I was listening to an interview and they were saying that Amy Poehler, she said she wanted to be on Saturday Night Live ever since she was a little girl, 5 or 6 years old, that she would watch TV with her mom and that was one of their favorite programs. And she's been on that vibration and she made it straight there. You look at people like Bill Gates. He had a vision really before he went to college. He had this whole idea about programming and computers. And once he found his harmonic, that algorithm, that program that really set him apart from everybody else, he left school and went on. We know of Steve Jobs, the same thing, that his why, his ability to... The thing that he wanted to be, do, and have was so awesome, that it had to happen. You know, one of the interesting things about Steve Jobs, if you think back in the days before Apple really got into the marketplace, IBM was such a dominant company that nobody could touch IBM. Nobody could challenge IBM. And who would have thought that a couple of guys in a garage would not only challenge IBM, but almost put them out of business? When your desire, when your why is that strong and that clear that it becomes a part of your fiber, when you breathe it, when you feel it, when everything you do is about that thing, that why, then the facts don't matter. The fact that IBM was a great giant didn't matter, because Steve Jobs said, I don't sell computers. I market systems for people to express themselves. And so he changed the X's and O's, the zeros and the ones of the IBM concept of mechanical, physical concept to a concept of a machine being an extension of your consciousness, a means to express who you are. When we look at being an entrepreneur, that's step one of writing your vision and making it so plain that nobody can touch it, that the negativity of the friends, and I know that each and every one of you has experienced this negativity. I mean, the people we love are often the people who are most critical. And so it is your why that makes you bulletproof. And I'll tell you something. When I was a young man, I think I used to attract so many negative people, I had to be bazooka-proof. So take the time to center on your why, so that you believe in it with all your heart, your mind, so that you can have total faith in your why. That then will guide you to where you want to be. There's a great passage in the Bible that talks about the promised land. And at one point, I think Moses sent scouts to check out the promised land, to walk the width and breadth of it. And so your why is your promised land. And so the more that you can feel it, that you can taste it, you can touch it, that you can see it, the more powerful it becomes to change the facts to conform to what you want. And so success as an entrepreneur truly depends on your ability to think the proper thoughts, to think the thoughts of the things you desire with such clarity, to have the feelings so profoundly deep inside that you want it. As Les Brown says, you got to be hungry. You got to want it just like you want to breathe. You got to say that failure is not an option. There are only two things that happen in your evolution, and that is success and lessons. Anything that doesn't work is a lesson to help you get better. Your why can't also be just about money. One of the things that I have not been excited about with network marketing, for example, is that so often the emphasis is on money, that you can make $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, $100,000 a month. Money is not a why. It is said you can't serve God and mammon, and it really says that God is consciousness. And so your why has to be centered on a consciousness, on a value proposition, that whatever your business is, whatever it is that you want to do, you're going to change, you're going to improve the world, you're going to help people's lives to such an extent that you become magnetic and you attract into your space the resources, the people, the support, everything you need to achieve everything you want. Once you know your why, and for our listeners, put some time into this, because this why can't be your why today and your why a different why tomorrow. Your why has got to be that why that touches your very soul, your core. Once you have that why, then the question is, how do you achieve it? How do you achieve that why? And at this point, it's important to do a reality check. Very often we get caught up in the the sensation of a particular business, of entrepreneurship in general, when we see other people's cars and other people's houses and look at other people's bank accounts, we get so caught up in that that we don't do a checkup from the neck up in our thinking and a checkup from the heart down in our feelings.
This is a perfect place for a pause for the cause. Let us hear from some of our sponsors. We'll be right back after a word from these sponsors.
This is Dr. Herbert Harris. Are you still waiting for your stimulus check? Are the bills piling up? Do you have more month at the end of the money? Well, help is in the house. Join the Success Mentorship Network. Get audios, videos, mentorship to help you overcome procrastination and be more focused in achieving your goals. Go to patreon.com/Success Mentorship Network. Let us help you be what you want to be, do what you want to do, and have whatever you want to have, knowing that the best is yet to come.
You are tuned in to the Bishani Radio Network, coming to you from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn, and anywhere a mobile device is available. And now, back to our program.
And so one of the very, very basic principles of entrepreneurship is you have to figure out a way to stay in the game. What do I mean? You have to figure out a way to solve the riddle of survival. And solving the riddle of survival means that you have determined a vehicle to create the money, the resources, the things you need to take care of you and your family at a lifestyle that you're comfortable. At a level where your family's happy, where the things that have to be done can be done. So many times as an entrepreneur, we get that vision of the sacrifice. See, everybody has different levels of sacrifice. When Tyler Perry was in his growth period, there were so many times, as he said, he was sleeping in his car because he took all of his resources to build his business. And you can do that. You see, one of the things about being an entrepreneur is you have faith. You have passion. And so you can do that. But I think that everybody can't do it that way. Everybody's faith and passion is not that strong. And so if you want to give yourself the greatest possibility, the greatest probability to achieve success as an entrepreneur, then you have to start thinking business. The moment you start thinking about being an entrepreneur, that mindset, that change has to take place where you start thinking now like a business, like a company, and stop thinking like an individual. So what do I mean? As an individual, you can have a dream, a why, even a desire. And the thing that really fuels your dream is your desire, your hopes, and your faith that your dream will manifest. But hope is not a strategy. Desire is not a strategy. You see, in business, when you have a business dream, a business why, the business why creates that strategy. The business why creates a, when I say it creates a strategy, it creates a way to do it. Anytime you go to a bank for a loan, they always ask you, what is your business plan? And so the moment you become an entrepreneur, you have to start thinking in that business mindset. I worked for Time Magazine many years when I just gotten out of college, and Andrew Heiskell, he was the CEO, and at the time they were getting ready to launch People Magazine. And as I was watching it, one of the things that they did, they had diagnosed their market, and they had set aside nearly $40 million, enough money to virtually run the magazine for 4 years before it broke even. In fact, I think it broke even in about 18 months. And right now, People Magazine is one of the most subscribed and one of the biggest magazines in the country and probably on the planet. Think about this. Suppose they had only set aside enough money to operate for a year. There would be no People Magazine. They would have gone out of business. Suppose they'd only set aside enough money to operate for 6 months. There would definitely be no People Magazine. And so when you begin to think like a company, then you have to ask yourself as an entrepreneur, what do I have in place to take care of me and my family while my business grows to where I need it to be, to fulfill my dream, my why? And you see, that's critical, folks, because so many times people start businesses undercapitalized with just that desire, the hope, and the faith, but without the capital. When you realize that most businesses fail in the first 5 years, and one of the main reasons for failure is they just simply run out of money. You see, the difference between being an entrepreneur and being a business person, a hard established business, is really about timing and risk analysis. The entrepreneur will look at timing, but he will substitute desire to make up for time. Or they'll look at the risk analysis, if they did one, and they'll just make a judgment based on their hopes and their dreams. So, as an entrepreneur, look at the timing. It may not be the right time for you to go into business. Look at the risk analysis. How will you generate the funds? How will you maintain yourself and your family to give your business an opportunity to build, to grow, to become what you really want it to be? And so it's important to recognize that really, I call that the riddle of survival. If that riddle is not solved, then there's a good possibility that you'll be doing a hand-to-mouth thing, that your business may not take off fast enough to take care of your needs and you and your family. And when you have to make that choice, you know, one of the reasons that many of the great ones in business get a start very young, when they only have to feed themselves. But once you're a person with a family and with obligations and things, you really have to think more like a business as you make that entrepreneur decision. And so there are three ways to solve that riddle of survival, to prepare you to move on into the business arena. Now, number one is a job. We call it wages, working for somebody else, building somebody else's dream. That is not a bad thing, folks, because it's how you look at that. When you look at that job as the money to live your life and your everything, in a bad situation. But when you look at the job as, of course it's money, but it may be contacts. It may be through your job you can make the proper contacts to help your business grow in the future. It may be experience, that through a job you can get the experience so when you decide to go off and do it, you literally can translate that experience from working for somebody else to working for yourself. It may be status. Sometimes you need to prove yourself to yourself. Sometimes you need to build up that self-confidence. And of course, money. A job concept can be a good launching pad for your business. If you look at some of the people that create massive wealth, you'll see where they had a job or a business relationship, and then they figured out a way to create a business around their job. And so they turn back to the very company that had employed them and they offer them a contract. And that can be the start of your business. And look at solving this riddle of survival. Don't look at it as a digression from your dream, but look at it maybe as a facilitator for your dreams. When IBM in the old days, IBM predominantly hired African-American people as salespeople. There were very few computers and systems analysts. And I had been trained in college. One of my minor, I had studied computer technology and Fortran and COBOL and BAL and all those basic languages of the time. And one of my friends who worked at IBM saw a need. He'd been a salesperson for the company, but IBM came out with a line of computers. I think it was the Model 20. And they didn't have enough software developed. They rushed it to the market so they could be ahead of, I think, the Commodore people, who were one of their main competitors at the time. We saw an opportunity. We put together a proposal, and we got a contract with the company. And that relationship literally launched my friend's company and literally our company. The job and wages thing, look at it in the totality, not just as a way to feed yourself, but as a way to maybe fund yourself. The second way to create wealth and to solve that riddle of survival is an inheritance. You know, many of us, if you're blessed with that inheritance, it also requires you to have a right mindset. I've experienced inheritance twice. When my mom died many years ago, over 30 years ago, the inheritance that she left me, it seemed at the time I was a whole lot smarter than I was later because I invested it. And to this day, it's still taking care of me. It has literally grown 5 times what I invested, and the income is really sufficient to live on. I took care of an aunt for 17 years, and when she passed, I got another inheritance. But at that time, I must have been really stupid because I was thinking like an entrepreneur and not like a business. And so I invested, oh gosh, nearly $100,000 in marketing and hiring experts and creating an infomercial. And let me tell you something, folks. That's a very expensive lesson. I mean, how would you like to invest $60,000 in an infomercial and sell $196 in product? An inheritance really depends on your state of mind. If you're focused on your why, then you'll invest in your business and the platform. If you're focused on that person, that people aspect of entrepreneurship, you may go out and buy a new car. Another thing I'd like to also mention is that in that job situation, I'm not promoting it a lot, but very often through the job, you can get mentorship. You look at people like, we interviewed Mr. Dudley Products. But Dudley Products grew out of another company, S.B. Fuller. And Mr. Fuller told Mr. Dudley that he encouraged him to go on and set up his own business, not as a competitor, but as an extension. And because Mr. Dudley was successful in setting up his own business, when Mr. Fuller needed to get out, he was able to turn the operation over to Mr. Dudley, and that became a major part of Dudley Products. So the key is this. The best way to solve the riddle of survival is to be an entrepreneur, to be in business for yourself.
So why should you be an entrepreneur?
I'm giving you some reasons. One reason to be an entrepreneur, it is the best way to solve the riddle of survival, to compensate you on a level that is consistent with what you give. Being an entrepreneur and being in business is the best way to create wealth, to stop trading hours for dollars. Because as long as you're trading hours for dollars, you're only going to be paid as much as you're worth to somebody else and not to yourself. Being an entrepreneur, being in business for yourself, is the best way to create freedom. Especially time freedom. There is a period in which you'll work 70, 80 hours a week. But the beauty of being an entrepreneur is when you put in that kind of time, it's like seed corn. This is the seeds that you put in that will grow into the business that will take care of you. So when you look at Bill Gates, there came a time in the early 2000s when he'd run the gamut and he let somebody else take over so he could concentrate on the things he wanted to do. There always comes a time when you put in that time and energy where you can take your freedom and that time freedom and do things that you that you might say the final aspects of your why. You should be an entrepreneur because it is the best way to control your destiny, to control your finances, to control your legacy. As long as you're working in somebody else's dream, you will never be paid what you're worth. So folks, this is part one of our three-day presentation, and this is laying the foundation, the heart and the mind, the heart and the soul, the vibrations for success in as an entrepreneur. This is step one, showing why entrepreneurship is really personal development in action.
Ooh, yeah. I got the power. The power's in my hands. And you only wish that you could understand.
Thank you so much for joining us. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, and today's podcast, I tell you, really touched my heart. And those of you who are listening, if you feel the same way that I feel, reach out to us. Get more information about the Success Mentorship Network, where we can help you be what you want to be, do what you want to do, and have whatever you want to have. You can contact me directly at Herbert, that's H-E-R-B-E-R-T, at herbertharris.com. That's Herbert at herbertharris.com. Or you can go to our website, www.patreon, patreon.com/Success Mentorship Network. All right, folks, see you again next week. From now until then, know that the best is yet to come.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Vashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Vashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Vashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.